This is a review of Yu-Gi-Oh! It's a great... No, I'm not
sorry. It's a good show. Yeah, a good when Weevil went and said goodbye to Antonia, Yu-Gi! I really felt that.
No, this is a Princess Peach Showtime, which we banged out in 6.5 hours. That was
Watch the live stream VOD. Watch the episodes as they come out.
It's, right. I mean, 10 out of 10, right? That was...
Yeah. I mean, from the start, I knew this was a disaster.
I didn't know. Did you really?
Yeah, going like the second we booted up the game, right? It throws you into the game.
Right.
Peach is like walking into this theater, and Toad's like, "Hey, we gotta like go see this play."
Wait, what happened to Toad?
Oh yeah, they never resolved that. So at the beginning, Toad gets blown out of the building with Princess Peach's crown, and then it never got resolved. She never got her crown back. Toad didn't come in the building. Unless that's like the 100%
ending,
which is just stupid.
Right, right.
And then, like, the second you gain control of her, the frames go to, like, 17. The whole game.
Yeah, dude, it was...
Except for the end. The final battle, 60, 4K, like, HDR ray tracing, beautiful scene.
Right.
But the rest of the game was just so not Nintendo quality. I don't...
It was like almost a Pokemon Violet Scarlet situation again. Like, it was just like...
It really was.
Dude, the load screen, it was like 5 frames. It was just... It chugged so hard.
Yeah.
All the cutscenes that were like, I think, in-game. So like, it wasn't pure CGI.
Right.
It was just like, she was stuttering. It was like, she could barely move. I was like, what is this? Why... This sucks. Just looking at this is terrible.
Yeah, it was like playing a PC game in like the late 90s, early 2000s for some of the load screens. That's exactly what it reminded me of. It's insane.
So like that was already just left a bad taste. The second we the second we started this left a bad taste in my mouth because just purely from optimization standpoint, But then, you know, I was still optimistic. I'm like, you know what? It's a Marioverse game. They're usually bangers. You know, like, I'm trying to think. Well, no other Mario games really ran crap like this. But, no, it's like I want to give it benefit of doubt.
Right.
I was still disappointed.
I mean, like, there was cool aspects of it. I like the idea.
The premise.
The premise. Right. The final boss battle was, like, awesome.
What
for,
the
like, for no reason.
Peach
literally goes Ultra Instinct Super Saiyan whatever and then like blasts this demigod thing.
Grape.
The enemy's name is Grape. It's Peach and Grape. Okay. Madam Grape is the bad big bad here. I will say it wasn't made by Nintendo. It was by this company that just like apparently had made all the spinoff Nintendoverse games like Yoshi's Woolly World,
Dream Team,
Epic Yarn, Dream Mario and Luigi Dream Team,
Shake It, Warrior
Shake It, like a bunch of Wii stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of Wii. Yeah.
Their last game was Mario and Luigi Dream Team for the 3DS. So I mean,
I was wrong about that. There was something. It was one thing before after that. I think it was just the Woolly World port.
Oh, for the Switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like they've made a Switch game. Then they know what to do. I mean, maybe because it was like a whole new game from them, but
I guess. But like, realistically, I would argue Woolly World for the Wii U, but for the Switch looked and performed better.
Right.
And this game didn't seem like it had that much more on screen or the process than really any other Nintendo game. Realistically, like the most on screen was doing the sword battle, like mini game that we did where there was like a bunch of little enemies. That was like the most on screen, but.
Right. And even like that was like it didn't like drop when we played that.
Right.
And had all that, but like it stayed consistently bad. Yeah, right. So I don't know if it needs a patch, like what happened. But,
right. What if like we go back, like there was a day one patch. We just never like
Maybe. Oh, no, maybe there was. I don't
think so, because the second you put it in, it just
It should have updated.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say?
And remember, plus it forced us because you're at my place and the internet. We had to connect to the internet. It would have
It would have procced it.
You think of that, but basically, yeah, when you start, like, again, the premise is like you're in the theater, and this Madam Grape, she takes over. Which, by the way, they never really explained why. Right? Like,
right, her backstory was never, like, really explained. She just kind of, like, came out of nowhere. It was like, Peach, I'm coming for you.
I think they just figured we could do, like, another Bowser situation where there's not too much backstory. It's just like, I'm here, I'm bad, let me do what I want to do.
Right. Right.
And it just doesn't work for this character. It's just like for this weird...
She's a one and done, will never come back.
She really seemed like a Kirby villain. An end boss Kirby villain.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, like, yeah, you start the game, and then, like, the tutorial levels, which I guess they're not even tutorial, but they're just levels. And that's when you get, like, your powers. I honestly thought the game was going to transition to, like, you get power-ups, and then you play through levels, and then switch between the power-ups. That's honestly what I thought.
I thought you would keep them and just, like, use them wherever, but it, like, forces you to use a power-up per level. And then, like, once you play, like, two or some of them were three, you would save, like, the soul of the original actor. They're all, like, plays, basically, each of the levels.
It's all in the theater, so...
Right, right. And then there was, like, I don't know, like, 16, I think, main missions to do, whatever they call them. There's, like, 5 floors with 4 each. Oh, so it's, like, 20 of them.
Yeah, 20 of them. So. And then there's, like, the soul, which adds another
the souls one to each. Was, yeah, another, like, 8 levels. Right. Then each of the bosses on each floor... And then the final boss. So, I mean, there was, like, a good amount of content, right? And, like, if you take your time and, like, actually, like, hunted all of the sparkles, whatever they were called, like, you probably, like, take you, like, 8 to 10 hours, depending. There's, like, challenges to do. There's stuff, new costumes and stuff to buy.
Which,
I mean, like, it literally added nothing, because the costumes were for base Peach when you were in the hub world.
Yeah, in the hub world.
That's it.
Or I mean, to be fair, some of the levels when you began them, you were base Peach, and then unless you're gonna unlock a new power, and then once you get that power, the rest of the level's a new power.
Right.
But yeah, it was like, okay, why did you give me this dress if I can't, like, actually use it or right. you know, like right. like wear it? Maybe feel pretty, Nintendo.
Yeah.
It was. God, that was such a like it left a bad taste in my mouth. But anyway, yeah. So like I'll give it this though. This is like my I guess the one of the only praises I'll give. The level design, oh, I'm sorry, actually, too. The level design, I thought was pretty good. Like, it was, like, a weird paper mix, because, like stage props, like, things were, like, puppets and paper, which it aesthetically looked pleasing when it actually worked.
Right.
Also, I guess there's three. The second one I would say is the boss battles. Yeah. Like,
they're all unique.
Yeah, they're all unique. I can't stand recycled boss battles.
Even, like, the mini-bosses of each, like, level were, like, unique. Like, a couple of them were reused, but it was for, like,
I think it was, like,
the baking and the ice
Right, levels. Yeah, like, a big like, body, cares? And then, yeah, right, yeah. Right. But, like, the boss battle was so different.
Right. That they remind me of, like, Heartless from Kingdom Hearts.
Right.
The, like, shadow people thing.
So, like I was cool with the mini-boss and the boss battles. Like, those are fine. It's still, like, Mario level of challenging.
Right.
They're just more unique, oddly enough.
Yeah.
And then the last one, probably its best point, is just the soundtrack. It is just a banger.
Absolute bangers in every level. Like, I'd go back and boot the game up just to listen to the soundtrack again, which it has, like, a music player, which is insane to me, I feel like.
Yeah, but it sucks. Right. I mean, compared to, like, the Smash Ultimate.
Right, right.
But, I mean, but that was such a weird feature, like, for Smash Ultimate, where, like, oh, you can use the music player by, like, turning your Switch off and also play. Like, who's going to give me a download code?
Right. Just give me the soundtrack.
Yeah, I really wish, especially for a game like this, they really should have done, like, a deluxe for an extra $5 or $10, and it gave you the soundtrack download, you know?
Yeah. Granted, Nintendo's, like, always super stingy with their, like, soundtracks, too. Like, they never, I feel like, release them officially.
No, they never.
Yeah.
Never. No. It's, like, in a game, but it's never, like you can't enjoy it in the world, which sucks. But yeah, that, like, besides those three points, I feel like this game just, like, it sucked.
It was just, like, a drag, feel like. There were, like, parts where we were, like, playing it, but, like, it was just hard to focus on it. Like, you just, like, auto-scroller, or, like, you could literally play it without, like, fully giving your undivided attention.
Right. And also, at the very end, you have to have sparkles and... to unlock, like, the boss battle of each floor. But at the very last one, you have the sparkles and the souls of the costumes.
Right.
Which, like, I kind of figured was going to happen, but they never really said anything about it. So then, at the very end, it just, like, backtracked. You're like, okay, now go to the basement and do all the soul battles. It's like,
right.
Okay, well, why didn't, like, what they should have done was put, like, two on each floor, you know,
right, instead of all on one floor. Because you would never have to go to the basement otherwise.
Right.
You know, go there at like one point to unlock it and then never again until the very end.
Yeah, exactly. So it just seems like a weird, not even backtrack, but just like a bad pathing.
Right.
You know, it was just so out of your way. Like you never, yeah, like you said, you never just think, oh, let's go to the basement.
Right.
And then, I mean, yeah, like it was an easy game. Here, you talk for a second, because I'm going to pull up all the powers.
Oh, the costumes and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we beat it in one live stream. It isn't a difficult game at all. The hardest part was, like, this challenge thing we did, and that was because we were messing around with it when it unlocked.
Okay, so there's 10.
So there's 10 upgrades or costumes you get. Cowgirl, sword fighter, past year...
The cook?
Yeah, the cook one. Kung Fu Panda, Detective, Ninja, Figure Skating, Dashing Thief, Mermaid, and Mighty Peach.
Okay.
Mighty Peach was probably the coolest one. That was the one where you fought the aliens. Yeah,
that was really cool. I thought Sword Fighter, like, that's why I thought it was an action, like, platform. I thought you'd be like you know, it just...
Right, take that to other levels.
Right.
I honestly really liked the ice skating and the cooking one. I thought they were fun.
Yeah, the cooking was just fun, like a funny one. Right. The ice skating was just like, I wouldn't say relaxing, but just like a nice experience. I hated the detective one.
Oh, the detective one like, that was like, took me out of the game.
It's way too slow.
There's like no direction. Like there was one part where it was like, pick one of these three doors. But like, I had no idea where the clue was to like, like know which door was right. So it was literally just like, all right, hit them all. And then you like lose the heart for,
if you got it wrong.
Oh, and then you get this like item at one point that gives you 3 bonus hearts. And the guy's like, oh, if you ever don't want it, give it back. But like, what, why would I ever, there was no other option for an item or anything. Like, why would I ever give it back?
Right. Unless we missed it, but there was no one said anything to us. Like, hey, but what other thing could they have done? Like, you know, like
maybe like a damage booster or something.
Everything
like,
dies in one shot.
Right. It was already stupid easy. So,
Yeah, that was, but like, I like the sword fighter, the parry thing they did where it's like,
that was cool.
I was like, what?
That was really cool. I mean, there was cool levels. Some of them were like a drag, but
I thought the mermaid one was kind of a drag. Even like, I mean, granted, you put the rock or guitar hero mode, which I guess was like,
yeah, but like the rest of the missions were stupid where you like controlled the fish and then like at the end was the guitar hero mode. Like the guitar hero part was fine, but yeah, the rest was just stupid.
Dashing Thief wasn't bad. Like it was like an interest. It was more platformy where you had to. And, like, you rappled, you grabbed...
Yeah, it was literally, like, Persona.
Right.
Like, you were a Persona character.
Ninja was interesting.
Ninja was cool. Kung Fu was pretty good.
I like Kung Fu.
Sword Fighter was good. Cowgirl was what you would expect, I guess.
You just lasso. That's literally, right.
Yeah, I don't know. I expected more, I guess.
Yeah, me too.
That's pretty much it,
So, like, out of these, what, is it just two? Yeah, two of them, oh no, three, technically, the mermaid.
Right.
There's no combat.
Right, they were just, like, a mini game.
Right. But, like, I think the cake one was, again, the cake one was fine, it had, like, personality.
Right.
The detective one just, that would just, it just sucked. So it was, yeah, it was really boring. I
just thought that was okay.
Right. Who approved this?
Yeah.
And then Mermaid, like, I'll give it a pass. It's just, but, like, barely, it, like, just, right. just on just the line.
Skims by for being acceptable.
Right. So, like, there's 10 of them. Again, I really thought this game was more about you get transformations and then, like, you go through the level to transform to go through whatever obstacle, but that was just wrong. Completely wrong. You go into a level and you just play that level as the fighter or, you know, as the costume. Yeah, that costume. Which, okay, I mean... I don't know, man. I'm disappointed. I really am. I think this game is like, I saw some people were like, oh, like I had a genuinely good time. The good time I had with it was just that we were just talking and having fun. Like if I wasn't here,
I sat and played that by myself, I'd be like, what the hell is this? oh, that was the other thing. So like with the frame errors and stuff, like we played it on the the hell is that switch?
OLED
switch. So like there was no reason for it either. I can't imagine playing that on the base switch. Like, how does that game run at all?
Well, there's not that much. I don't think very minimum power difference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah, no. They never, like, they made a better battery, but they never actually made a better, right,
like updated.
Yeah, yeah, like a better screen, but never a better,
but
like,
still,
right,
figured
right.
It would,
no, I was going to say, how did it play portably? That's the real question. That's right. That's the real question. That we were playing it at the best possible settings it could be because it's docked.
Right.
But portably, like,
garbage.
Yeah, I would have to assume.
Right.
But, like,
something is wrong with the game. Maybe it's just a patch to fix it. And, like, I can take that back. That's easy. Like, that's an easy fix, I guess.
But are they going to do it, though?
I know. That's the problem. It's not Nintendo. If it was Nintendo, I mean, the problem wouldn't be there at all. But they would, like, know it and fix it right away. This is, like, some other company doing it. So.
Right. Well, so, like, yeah, so it definitely can have the power. Like,
nines and eights at everywhere for the reviews and stuff.
Dude, I think they have Mario glasses on. That's honestly, right. Like, I think either A, these reviewers are afraid to bash a Mario game.
Right.
Granted,
especially almost, a Peach game.
Right.
Like,
all these Mario games are usually bangers. Like, there's no, you don't need to lie on that review.
Right.
But when there's a bad one, that, you know, you might get a lot of flack for it.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, oh my god. It yeah, like, but I'm not afraid because I'm not afraid to give.
Yeah. Like, and I wanted it to be good. I wanted to, like, love this game.
Well, right, yeah, yeah, yeah. But
there were parts I liked a lot. There were some really good parts, but then
the boss battles,
the music, like some of the costumes.
I thought the design for the costumes were good.
Oh yeah, all the designs were good. Like, there's a lot of good to this game, but
right,
the, but like core
right
mechanic or vision of this game was just kind of a little bit of a letdown, I guess.
It was a little bit. I mean, I don't know what your number is, but I've got a low number. I've got a very low
number. I've got a number.
Look, this is one of the only Mario.
Here's
the thing. I normally would like with Mario games, you can complete it, but sometimes you just get an itch. Like, I want to play this Mario game again. You know, right. like
there's classic, times I want to go back and play like Mario for the Wii or something.
Right.
Like.
Or, I do want to do that because I never played the Mario Bros.
I have a thing set up I want to do with you at some point, but maybe when we're a little bigger.
Gotcha. But this game, there's no world when I go back to it. I mean, I'm just glad I didn't buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The game was $60, too. Like, it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. Yeah. 40? Yeah, maybe?
Maybe 40. I'd say 50. Yeah, you put the Mario tax on it being a $60
game. Right. I'm just trying to.
And Mario doesn't even show up, so.
That was surprising. I thought he'd show up in, like, a final cutscene or something, right. You know?
Like, hey, Peach, I'm here to pick you up. Like, how was your day? And she's like,
Nintendo, oh my.
Here and there, dude. Okay, you guys are on.
Nintendo Life gave this an 8 out of 10. Dude, that is coped to the max. Looks insane. Sure, it. See, looks great. I can't. The final cutscene, yes, absolutely.
Right.
But. Really? And there's a part where it looks muddy.
The sound effects are garbage, too. A lot of
voice acting.
Oh,
they phoned that in so hard.
Yeah, the voice actor should only ever say, like, three different lines. Because then if she talks too much, it doesn't sound like Peach anymore. The sound effects, a lot of them, there was one, it was like a whoosh sound. And I was like, that was in, like, a PS2 game or something. Like, I think I said it on stream about something.
So, like, I don't think, I don't necessarily blame the voice actors. I blame the director. Because the voice, people who voice these games have someone who directs them in terms of, like, hey, this is what you should, like, express. But when in the game she's like, ouch, it's like,
right,
dude.
Like, even like really soft-spoken, but, like, no emotion behind it.
Right, exactly. Even,
like, at the end of the level, each of them would have, like, a custom line. And it would just be like, oh, thank you.
Like, what? And then, I guess her best saying is just like showtime, like at the start of each level. By the way, load up with that horn at the start of every level.
There's this like terrible horn that plays at the beginning of a level. Maybe it's like a stage.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, like,
that we just don't understand, but it was so annoying.
Yeah, it's just like this loading screen, like
there, yeah.
Like they're like a tugboat.
That's what it sounded like. It sounded like a tugboat horn.
The replayability, I also won't mention this for a second, a fair amount of the, like, the secret sparkles, which is, like, the, you know, collectible currency, that, some of it was surprisingly difficult. Like, we've missed a fair amount.
Yeah, they were, like hidden. I don't know. There's no direction to where they are, but, like.
Like, if you took the time, you could, you know, you'll obviously find it.
Right.
But with Mario, like, with Mario Wonder as an example, real, like, you could get through most, we got through most levels finding all the secrets without having to go back.
Right.
This one, I mean, they were like, we were like, how did, like, some of them were just boss. I was like, how did we miss, like, three?
We missed, like, half of the sparkles, I think, in the game, based off of, like, the collectibles that you use them on, so.
But those collectibles these were, like the dresses.
Oh, it was, and, like, and, actual.
Oh, but, hey, after you beat the game, you can decorate the theater. Yeah,
you can get cosmetics for the sparkles that you collect, and it's, like, cool.
Cool. Also, the, like, the helper, what was her name?
Stella.
Stella. Oh, my
God. It was like she wasn't there the whole time. Right. She would say stuff like, what is going on here? And you're like, what do you mean? Are you not, like, watching the same game I'm watching? Like, what is wrong with you? She was like a ripoff flower from Mario Wonder, I think is what they tried to do. And it's just like some witty, stupid idiot sidekick.
But and he talks so, like, infrequently that I just totally forgot they were a thing.
Right, there were scenes she disappeared, and we're like, where is she? Like, she's under Peach's dress or something. Like,
yeah, so, like, first of all, I would not buy the sequel if it ever really. I mean, so, like, you're a video game collector, so, like, you benefit from buying the physical. Right. I get that, but
specifically Nintendo. Dude,
I would be so pissed buying this game digitally. Knowing
God, you're locked in forever. Right, at least I could go to GameStop before they die and, like, trade it in, but...
Right.
And it's just like... And it, you know what? It's a Peach game, so it'll always hold its value, too, which is nice.
Right, yeah. So but, little that it'll...
Right.
Yeah, if you get an unboxed one, it might have really good value down the road.
That's what I might do. I might just go, like, trade it in, be like, oh, this one broke. Can I have a sealed one?
Oh, can you do that?
If you get the protection on it, I don't see why not.
Did you? I think I did. You're just trying to help your local GameStop. Pretty much, gotcha. Yeah. Wait. I don't want to say this on.
You can't. You can't say that one, dude. Screenshot that and tweet it out. Be like, Nintendo Life said the N word.
Sorry, it's just
go check out Nintendo Life's review and look at their conclusion.
The very last
they totally say a bad word.
Yeah, so, like, just a comparison. I love Nintendo Life. Don't get me wrong. I think they do really great reviews, but I think this one is hardcore nostalgia / copium on 8 out of 10. That's way too high for this. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure there's really much more to say about this game.
Not really.
Right. I mean, without, like, milking the video. For
if you have, like, kids, I guess, get it.
Oh, it's definitely, like,
it's a kid game. Right. It has a little bit of difficulty to some of it, but, like, the levels were pretty unique. The music was really, really good. Like,
right.
That's probably the only thing I would go back for is the soundtrack. Just right. To sit there and listen to the music. Costumes were okay. Designs were good, but, like, utility was for some of them. I did change my original number.
Higher or lower?
Lower.
Okay. Okay.
Because of, I forgot what we said at the end there, but it dropped me a number, so...
We're talking about there's Stella. We talked about
yeah, Stella ruined it.
The decorations.
That's fine. And they're like stupid collectibles, right?
Right.
I give it a 5 out of 10.
Oh, I mean, I'd say like maybe 4 on a good day. I was going to say like 3 maybe it's like an introductory game for children, right. Which right. Okay, it's a Nintendo game. So it's designed for children. I totally get that. But, like, Mario Wonder, which I keep comparing it to, you can find that balance of, is this fun for everyone?
Right.
And I did not have the fun I wanted.
Right.
So music, 1 point, you know, boss battles, 2 point, and collectibles, I guess, like, difficulty in collectibles, 3 points, and after that, you've lost me.
Right.
I costume design, point one.
Right.
Now that I see the grape again, I'm thinking about going to 2 because this is just like the no backstory.
Right. She's just there.
She's just there.
She shows up at the beginning and then nothing until like the end of the game.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, we gotta fight her.
And then yeah, like you said, you go like Super Saiyan over and thing, but and she would way more fit in a Kirby game than this Peach game.
Right.
Okay, look, I'll give it. I'll get in the middle. We'll go to 4. Yeah, I'm gonna go to 4.
Yeah, we'll get in the middle for 4.
Finally, they actually give us unique bosses. That'll put me, you know, like, right. I respect that.
The bosses were cool.
I don't know how how they got away with it either.
Right.
You know, usually, again, like, for some reason, kind of, like, stick to the characters we made and nothing else.
Right.
But this had probably the most, I want to lose my points again, because there was, like, negative enemy variation. It was, that's not
tense. Each level had, like, the set for the little guys.
But they had different costumes. Yeah, they had weapons, but, like, I don't think it made a difference. I don't know. But, okay, right. Fine. I'll stake the four.
Yeah, we'll meet in the middle at four. That's fine. I can agree with
but
that.
But, like, I do not recommend this game.
No.
This is, like, if you're a collector, fine. Keep it, seal it, never look at it. Wait for the someone to rip the music and listen to it online or something. Right. But
I could also see this being a Nintendo game, one of the rare ones that, like, actually goes on sale. So maybe just wait for that.
If it's on sale, 40.
Here's a hint. QVC sponsor us. QVC always has a welcome 20 code that saves you $20 off of $40 or more. You can get it for $40.
It just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Even for $40.
It was the frame rate really just like actually ruined the game.
Oh, yeah.
If the game ran at 60, I'd probably give it like a 6 and like eat the other stuff.
Right. If it ran better, right. It just like there's so many
like
playing parts. It
was like literally a slideshow for the loading screens. The frames dropped.
There were parts where Peach stopped walking and just went like.
Right. She like T-posed and slid around. It was like. That was like a big issue. The opening cutscene and the final cutscenes were the only things that ran flawlessly.
That hurt all the budget went.
Right.
All the budget.
It was cool to hang out with like these Wiggler guys, whatever their, I forget what their real names were.
Feets?
Feets, yeah. Mm. Instead of just like toads or
you know
whatever.
What? Look, side note, I looking back, I don't like them as character designs.
I don't know where
they're very boring.
Right.
I don't understand. Well, maybe because I just don't understand them. I think they just want a very clean, like a boring design, so they put costumes on them and like you know for like the sword.
Right, they're like copy and paste toads essentially.
Right,
they're like whatever
but
version.
But toad has infinitely more personality just in a design than these thieves.
Right,
it's just like I don't know. I think these thieves were just so boring to like look at and just I don't know. They just disappointed me. But if I keep talking, I'm gonna go lower. I'm just
four out of ten.
4 out of 10. Let us know what you guys think. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Did you like the game? Did you pick it up? Were you disappointed?
Like me. Would you watch our playthrough?
Okay. Like, comment, subscribe. Turn the notifications on. Join the Discord. Become a member. It's $3, guys. We hit, like, a ton of members last night streaming this game, too.
Right.
Become a member. Hang out with us. Like, watch us play the next terrible game.
Also, last note here. We beat it in 6.5 hours. I would imagine if you had to go back after game to get things picked up, depending on how much you missed,
right?
I would say maybe 8 to 9 hours
take your time with the challenges. Like we actually wasted like I think a half hour doing one of the challenges.
Oh yeah,
just because we wanted to like actually beat it,
right? What did we get from that? I don't remember.
Oh, it was garbage. It was like coins.
Oh okay. Yeah. It was like, so like completionist, if you want to do that, you know, for like 10 hours, you can knock it out in like a day or two. Yeah. So that's like that, like at a completionist standpoint, at least there's that. Like you can always rely on a Marioverse game to be like a single session or two.
Right.
So, all right. Well, that's it, guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.